Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for several counties in our listening area. That includes Sumner, Williamson, Cheatham, Dixon, Wilson, Macon, Davidson, Montgomery, Robertson, Trousdale, Rutherford, Smith, and Murray. That begins now and ends after 1 tonight. In the aftermath of Winter Storm Fern, when hundreds of thousands of Nashvillians lost electricity, many asked the question, why can't we just bury the power lines? So WPLN's Cynthia Abrams sought out the answer for our Curious Nashville series.
The bottom line is that moving our cables underground is expensive, says Knoxville-based Wade Sexton. He's with the National Utility Contractors Association.
You're looking at $1 million to $2 million per mile.
So with thousands of miles of power lines in Nashville, we're talking billions of dollars. And customers, along with their electric bills, would be on the hook for some of that.
You know, these utility companies, they're not profit centers. They don't generate any profit. They just pass everything through. The money's got to come from somewhere. It's got to come from the customers, the ratepayers.
And underground only really works if complete neighborhoods buy in. Otherwise, overhead power lines are still connected to the buried ones. And if part of a system goes down in a storm, the effort could be in vain.
You spent this money, you've done all this stuff, you've done everything to get your neighborhood put underground in, but the next guy didn't, and your power's still out.
That's not to say that buried lines can't be a solution sometimes. Sexton says it's a good option for new construction, maybe just not a system-wide reset. Nashville Electric Service is dedicating $3 million towards an underground feasibility study. The utility also says it will pilot buried lines in 4 neighborhoods. Those locations will be decided next month. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
To learn more about the possibility of buried lines, check out the latest Curious Nashville episode wherever you get your podcasts. As always, you'll find more news at WPLN.org.